All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and is still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and since I'm the only one so far in Echolink, I will move on and look for calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
KC2, NVU, good evening.
All right, KC2NBU, Ray, if this is the Ray I'm thinking of, you're the one that knows my friend Tara, I believe. Go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
Yeah, George, we got 34 degrees and it's snowing. Everything's covered with snow. Just a light coating that just started, I guess, because I was out half an hour ago and there wasn't any. So, I guess the weatherman said it was coming again.
Yes, and unfortunately I'm kind of bracing for it down here because after it moves through your area down here in the Oneonta area where I'm located, it is supposed to be moving through. Probably I'm going to stay within the next half hour to an hour it'll begin and then roll through beyond that. So I haven't looked outside in the last half hour, so I'm thanking it isn't here yet. All right, this is KD2FPM looking for any other regular members or guests. Come now, please.
S2PFM, good evening.
N2PFM, George, go ahead, take the floor, it's yours.
Okay, good evening from the mountainside in Watson, where the temperature has not gone down to match the previous low, 32 degrees. Got up to 47 today. And about a half hour ago, a violent wind came through, and the temperature, less than a half hour, dropped 7 to 32, and it was coming down with a heavy mixture of rain and snow. That has stopped, and there's just some wind and a very light amount of snow coming down as of about 2 minutes ago. And I guess the temperature is supposed to get down to the single digits tonight. Oh, well, 3 nights here now. It looks of getting a good continuous several-day look of running that coal stove with wood, a new heating system here. So that's about the only plus. Today I stayed home. I wasn't feeling right, and I kept falling asleep. I could be up for a few minutes. I'd have to keep going back to bed all day. Until about late afternoon, and I've been up and around ever since. I take some echinacea. I started feeling like a sore throat was going to come on, so dousing with echinacea, and so far that's kept it away, kept it at bay. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and don't forget Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow, senior day. Every donut all day, don't forget. And your uncle Dunkin' Donuts, and I don't mean to be advertising, but that's the size of it. Also hope that none of you are Teamsters of certain locals, because I see on the news now, under a new law, they're going to be completely losing their pensions because stuff's going broke. So I can say, these like the poor ones of us, prepare to live just on your Social Security, and just dig in like the preppers are supposed to do, which is what I'm doing. Get ready for the hard times ahead. Don't expect things to get any better. They're going to get as bad or even worse than they were in the Depression of 29. It's coming. May not happen this day, this week, this month, this year, or next year, but it's definitely on its way, just like it says in the Book of Revelation. God bless. 73 cents to PFM Clear.
All right, George, yeah, actually down here on my local repeater here, we use some code names so we don't get in trouble for the advertising. We usually call that the Double D, or sometimes I'll say I'm heading over to the Golden Arches for some coffee or whatnot. So, I mean, you kind of get the idea really quick, so that's kind of funny. So, yeah, and like you said, brace yourselves. I mean, I've been wondering when the bottom's going to officially drop out on things, and like I said, I don't want to be a fearmonger, but... you know, reality, you know, want to kind of keep a square head on your shoulders and think clearly. So, all right, with that, I'll throw another call out. It's KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for calls from regular members and guests. Or if you have any questions or comments, come now, please. All right, as for me, while we wait and see if maybe someone else might be trying to get into a radio, KD2FPM, like I say, net control out here in Oneonta. We're right now, I want to say, 38 degrees, it looks like. It was 42 a little bit ago, so I believe we're on the drop. And, yes, there is going to be some colder temperatures coming, and then I'm hearing next week, probably about the middle of the week. I know it's a bit of a stretch out. But they're saying that we could actually see a rebound, so this infamous roller coaster of temperatures will continue to roll on. All right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Taking calls from any late check-ins or looking for any comments or queries. Come now, please. All right, I'll make this a final call. KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any last-minute check-ins or if anyone has a question or a comment, come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 9:10 p.m. local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and that would be Ray, KC2NBU, and George, N2PFM. And I'd also like to say 7-3 to you guys and to those that listened in. Until next time, this is KD2FPM, and I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and thank everyone for allowing us to use Echolink. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
10. All stations that are without traffic are welcome.
KC2NVO, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2NVO, thank you, Ray. Thanks for checking in, very much appreciated. Calling Rocktown. Final call for Rocktown. Traffic, all stations are welcome. KC2OBC, 5AOW, Bill, KC2.